The room was dark and cold as I lay in the silence of my bed thinking of you. But thinking is too small a word. Is the ocean a mere puddle? Everest barely a handful of ice and gravel? My mind was committed to imagining the last time our bodies knew each other. My fantasy tried to picture pleasures greater than our encounter, to imagine ways for our carnal lust to be perfected. But though I pride myself on my vivid and living soul, I came up short. The only thing wrong with what we had, the only deficiency in our bond of lust and passion in love and erotic fulfillment, was that it ended. I close my eyes and I picture you clearly, your profile, your contours, every detail on your skin, every smooth curve, every imperfection. Because you weren't perfect. You weren't an Adonis or some overblown, overwrought caricature of manhood sprung from Zeus's forehead. But you were mine. You treated me the way I wanted to be treated. You took command. You attended to my every need as you showed me, without asking what pleasure could really be. My cunt is moist at the mere hint of your name. My fingers are teasing and flicking my clit, desperate to feel pleasure like the one we knew. I think of you, I imagine you, and I stuff my pussy with my fingers, hard and rough, trying to approach the passion once felt, like a bird shackled to the earth, trying to feel the liberating wind in the spectacular view, the desire to go anywhere, to be taken everywhere. Using my own body, I stimulate myself. To anyone else, it is a sexual miracle, a spectacle in bucking and moaning and groaning and growling and yelling, feeling orgasm after orgasm, wearing myself to a stub. I will not deny that it feels good, but it isn't you. What good are these curves now, I wonder? These soft, luscious swells, these plump breasts, succulent lips, piercing eyes, shapely thighs, this warm, inviting embrace? You treasured this body. You loved the whole woman and the parts, and you reveled in details so small I'd never even considered them. You make me feel like I could twirl any man around my finger and make me question why I would, if it means no longer having you. Suddenly the door opens and my heart skips a beat. You are standing in the doorway, dressed to the nines, but your face reflecting warm, romantic longing rather than the cold, chiseled determination of a mortal posing for a photo. I focus my gaze on you. I smile uncontrollably and scream your name in welcoming ecstasy, but I decide to give you a show. Still investing in my own pleasure, I toss the sheets off of my body so that you may see all of it in full view. Between moans and grunts with laboured breathing, I explain that this is what I do when I long for you but cannot have you, and that you, and you alone, inspire this in me. Expressions of astonishment, amazement, blushing and desire wrestle for control of your face, bridged by a smile that cannot be repressed. I smile at your reaction and focus your eyes directly, looking into your eyes, into your soul as I continue. Please, I ask, please fuck me. Please unlock the depths of sexual bliss for me. Please give me your sweet tenderness, your rough but satisfying command, your groans and murmurs. Your manly, gorgeous body. You throw yourself on top of me and wrest my hands away from my glistening pussy, demonstrably licking them finger by finger, savouring every one. You overwhelm me with the kisses I've been longing for, so intense, so deep and so heartfelt. You invite me to unbutton your clothes as we scorch each other with kisses, and I agree. And though my coordination is elsewhere and my care dampened, my wish to see you without these clothes in the way, as you were made, makes my hands undress you urgently. As your bare body is available to me, it's my turn to barrage you with nuzzling and kissing, slowly covering every inch of your body. As much as I am ready for you to ravage me, it would not be right to pass up the opportunity to pay tribute to your manly features. And as I reach below your belly button, I undo jeans in the zipper without even thinking, and remove your thick, throbbing, rigid, wonderful cock, looking at you with raw, hungry lust. I lift your cock and envelop your big balls with my mouth and tongue. I feel your white, hot essence pumping into them, and it spurs me to devour them, to massage them so expertly and wantonly with my tongue. Your sounds and your writhing only make me lash harder, as if erosion alone would let me have the sticky, fertile freight. However, I know of a much better way to release this cum, and so I leave the balls as suddenly as I found them and begin stroking and licking your big, hard shaft. My tongue and my hands feel the thick veins as they play on the surface of your cock. As I jerk you, I breathe heavily and intently, my elation mixed with desire to care for this dick as well as I can, to stimulate you and to get you to the point where you cover me and come. I suck you, thrust your cock inside my warm mouth, licking you with my tongue, making absolutely sure that you cannot possibly maintain coherent thought, that your whole world is feeling the pleasure of your favourite woman sucking your cock. I suck you harder, deeper, and even more intently as I enjoy licking more and more pre-cum erupting from your slit. After a few minutes, your pre-cum is so thick that it forms a long strand from my finger to your glistening head. When I swallow it slowly and deliberately, I can feel you about to come. I gag on the deepest part of your cock, trying to bottom you out and nuzzle your balls, and as you shoot long, thick, white ropes of cum inside my mouth, I do my best to not swallow. My mouth almost full, I motion to you to remove your still coming cock from my mouth. You rise above me and shoot onto my face, my big tits, and onto my clit, still wet from my masturbation. I am lost in the feeling of your sexy cream on my body as I feel it on my skin, rub it into me, taste it, and swallow it. I am only torn from my distraction by the feel of your cock at the entrance to my wet cunt. I collect myself, find your eyes with mine, and whisper once again to you, fuck me. Please, fuck me with your big cock. You plow into me so suddenly that it took me a moment, but as you fuck me so roughly and ravage me, every part of me that had been missing your passionate pleasure woke at once. Once again, you are fucking me, bringing me to the edge of lust and sex and pleasure, and once again, all I can do is to ride the crest of the wave of the orgasm that has already started. I writhe and quiver around you as you fuck me, and eventually slow down and kiss me. My cunt feels your cock stretching it, demanding to be contained and massaged in its wet folds. You fuck and buck into me, and my pussy reacts on its own, your thrusting lust pushing me relentlessly higher, higher on clouds of ecstasy towards our orgasm, towards the thrill of our pent-up release. You don't last much longer beyond this point, but I come at the same time you come, and you shoot a load that fills my pussy. I reach down and taste our mingled juices, and I muster the last of my power to cling closely to you and kiss you deeply, telling you with ragged breath and whispers in your ear how much I love you and how much I've wanted the intense feelings you just gave me. Our kisses slow down and I feel your body, part by part, telling you slowly why this part makes you a good man and a spectacular lover, and you do it to me too. As we slowly fall asleep, with you settled into sucking my nipples as I slowly stroke your soft cock, telling you softly over and over those magical words. I love you.